the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America. We're going to have a lot of fun this week. Democrats launching, kicking off the big DNC meeting in Chicago. And yours truly caused a bit of a kerfuffle over on social media, on X over the weekend. Millions of you shared a post I wrote suggesting that Kamala Harris may not be the nominee, the eventual nominee of the party. And, I mean, it may be, folks, that I'm off the mark here, but I don't think so. There's something going on, and there are a lot of pieces are starting to come together. Over the weekend, some major newspapers around the country came out and just brutally attacked Kamala Harris's economic policies. It was ugly. The New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post. The Washington Post not only had a columnist talking about the communist-style policies of Kamala Harris, but the entire editorial board late Friday night posted an op-ed saying this has got to stop. This is not a serious contender for the White House. Also, getting news late yesterday that, surprise, Michelle Obama, BM Obama, was announced as a speaker for Tuesday night. She had not been on the schedule. Also, we're getting word that President Biden, who is scheduled to address delegates tonight, will not stay in Chicago, will not be there when Kamala Harris allegedly gives her acceptance speech. So there is a lot of bitterness right now. People are speaking out. I got a text message, Todd, did you see the rumors? And there were a lot of people talking about some allegations, and again, these unconfirmed allegations, about Kamala Harris and whether or not she might have a drinking problem. If you were married to that dude, you may very well be drinking too. So some people are saying that Kamala Harris has been day drinking, and that that's one of the reasons why she behaves the way she behaves. You can't make this stuff up. By the way, here's a New York Times writer, and this is, again, fascinating to watch the knives coming out. But the coup may end up becoming the victim of yet another coup, which is what I find just bizarre, hilarious, and thoroughly entertaining. Here is a New York Times writer, cut number 8.
Yeah, I mean, she has some good policies in this package. I think the child tax credit is a good thing. She wants to deregulate housing so we can get more homes. But the price gouging is just, well, Catherine Rampell, the Washington Post columnist and NewsHour contributor, said it's impossible to exaggerate how bad this policy is. And I agree with that. And Catherine had a good line that if your opponent is calling you a communist, maybe don't lead with price controls. And so price controls just create shortages that create black markets. We've seen it happen in Venezuela. We've seen it happen in the Soviet Union. Price controls just don't work. What's worse about that, first, it's trying to address a problem that does not exist. Grocery prices, inflation has been less than 1% for the past year. It's over. We had a surge, but it's over. The problem does not exist. But the real core problem is it expresses a level of economic illiteracy, which is kind of surprising in a responsible Democratic candidate. The idea behind greedflation is that we had all these years of low inflation under Obama and under Bush's, and I guess people weren't greedy then. And then Biden gets in, and suddenly, magically, they all get greedy and start price gouging. And they do it at Kroger's, at Harris Teeter, at HEB. Suddenly, there's this mass of price gouging, and she thinks she can prosecute it. That's not why inflation surged. Inflation surged because we had a pandemic, which screwed up supply chains and productivity. Then the Biden administration overstimulated the economy, too many dollars chasing too few goods. Obama administration officials Larry Summer and Jason Furman said at the time, this is going to cause inflation. Lo and behold, it did. The Fed has to clamp down on growth, raising everybody's interest payments. That's what causes inflation. That's solid basic economics. Her greedflation plan is somewhere off outside of normal economics.
All right. So there you go. That coming from the New York's Slimes. So Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of moving parts here, and we're going to be all over this, but there is a lot of division right now in the Democrat Party, and the rank and file folks, they are not happy about any of this. And I will say that the level of violence they are expecting and have already had in Chicago is just breathtaking. We're talking tens of thousands of law enforcement officers, the National Guard. Businesses have literally boarded up all of their windows. You know, they didn't do any of that in Milwaukee. They didn't have to. They didn't have to do any of that in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, you've got the Planned Parenthood people have announced that they are now providing free abortions and free vasectomies at the DNC. Again, ladies and gentlemen, while the Republicans were honoring the fallen heroes of Afghanistan, that botched evacuation of Afghanistan, while the Republicans were honoring and remembering the hostages that are still being held by Hamas, the Democrats are literally sacrificing children to Moloch, the god of child sacrifice. And we're also getting some reports in that apparently some of the young men, some of the young Democrat young men, people of the David Hogg ilk, have been showing up. And apparently they have not been able to get vasectomies because their man parts were either too small or they were already ineffective. That's the reporting we're getting out of Chicago right now. So we're going to keep you updated on all of this. We're going to be checking in. We'll be monitoring all of the crazy chaos and the violence. Coming up a little bit later tonight, 5 o'clock on my Newsmax show, we'll give you a blow-by-blow report as well. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, normally, we do not have guests this early in the program. Actually, we've never done that except for one person, Donald J. Trump. However, there is a brand new movie coming out about the life of Ronald Reagan, and John Voight is going to drop by in just a moment to give us an update on the movie. I will tell you this, social media has already been out there blocking the promotion of the movie, and I'm not surprised. But anyway, looking forward to having a conversation with John Voight. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to be here as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Governor Scott Walker will be joining us later on in the show as well. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner or call my toll-free number, 855-353-HOPE.
Welcome to your life.
There's nothing a retired governor can do but a president.
Now you can do a thing or two.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology. Because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer, given my first intelligence assignment. A certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there's a purpose for your life.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
All right, that is just a little bit of the trailer of the incredible movie called Reagan. And by the way, on Thursday, August 22nd, there will be a red carpet event in Dixon, Illinois, Ronald Reagan's hometown, sponsored by our friends at Young America's Foundation. Dennis Quaid is going to be there. It is going to be an incredible evening. By the way, the movie in theaters August 30th. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome a great American patriot and an incredible actor, John Voight. John, good to have you with us today.
Oh, it's nice to be with you.
So what was this experience like? And tell me about the moment you got the call asking you to be a part of the project.
Well, the director, Sean McNamara, is a friend, and I've done some movies with him. And he was talking about doing this piece, and he was talking to the producers, Mark and John. And and Dennis Quaid said he thought he'd like to do it. And they said, well, why don't you come out and have a little lunch with us? I was unsure, and I had a big schedule that I had to fulfill, and I didn't know if I could do it. So I went out, and we had a little lunch, and then Dennis came up to me, and he's a peer, you know. He's someone I respect, his work, you know, and we really don't know each other very well. But he grabbed me by the shoulder, and he said, John, I want you to do it. You know, like that. And it was almost like someone saying, you know, you should be doing this and you can help me out. And it was a moment that I remembered. And that's the reason why I said I had other people involved that I respected. And I thought the story was a very good one. But it was that gesture that made me say hello and say, okay, let's go.
You know, Dennis is such an amazing and versatile actor, and I just got my credentials to watch the movie, which I will do tonight. But just the trailer, it's as if I am watching Ronald Reagan on that screen.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job with this. And also, Penelope and Miller did a great job as well. It's really, the film is a very moving film. It's a love story, really. I'm very pleased to be part of it.
You know, John, I'm a sucker for these kinds of movies. I'm a conservative, but I enjoy watching movies about people like, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all these other folks, but they never do movies like this about great conservatives. Like, where's the movie about Sandra Day O'Connor? Where's the movie about, you know, George H.W. Bush, the war hero? Do you think that we're going to start seeing more conservative, you know, movies focused on conservative heroes?
Well, I don't know what that is in the future, but certainly we do have an awful lot of very wonderful people to pay attention to.
What is it about Ronald Reagan, the man? Of course, he was an actor, a Hollywood star who became president. Yep. What did he mean for you?
Well, he came in at a time when there was a little bit of a down. And a little bit of confusion in our country, and he brought he brought hope, and immediately we remember when he came into office and these hostages were taken by Iran, and as soon as it was announced that he won, the hostages were released because he had that kind of a reputation coming in. So he had strength, and he believed in peace through strength, but he had a positive attitude toward life and toward this country, certainly. So he was a bright, uplifting spirit that came just at the right time.
Do you see the comparisons that a lot of people are seeing between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump?
Well, because I am connected in some way with Donald, I see some, certainly the positive element that I just expressed is certainly there with Donald Trump, yes.
It's fascinating. And both men, of course, have roots in the entertainment industry, but their ability to communicate, I think, is what is so remarkable. And again, yeah. It was Ronald Reagan who came up with the phrase, make America great again. So, John, tell us about the character you portray in the film.
Well, I play a former spy. My character takes place in the present. And the interesting thing about my character, just as a challenge, is I have to play 5 years older, and then I play myself 35 years younger. So
wow.
It's Can this man do it? And you'll see if you feel I have accomplished that. But I think you'll feel positive about that. But anyways, interesting, because I know a little bit about I've done a little bit of research about the KGB, of course, for this piece. And I know what their plans were for the United States. They were an enemy of the United States, of course, and they were trying to take us down. And and what they planted at that time is still at large, unfortunately. But they did meet the form of Ronald Reagan's resistance and knowledge and strength.
John, I know you're busy. I know you're super busy today. One final question. So many young conservatives are going to be going to see this film. I was in junior high school during the Reagan administration, and I'm curious, what do you hope young people come away with when they watch this movie about Ronald Reagan?
Oh, I don't know. First of all, it's a good movie. This movie wasn't supposed to come out at this time, because of the problems with COVID, and then we had the strike. The movie couldn't be finished on time, and it was delayed until now. But I think it's a good idea now, because obviously we're talking about the presidency, and we're going to have an election this year, and we'll be able to see the demands on a president in office and what they go through. And we see a guy who was able to negotiate those rapids in a very lovely way. He was in a very positive way, very graceful way. So it's an interesting thing to come to see this movie to be reminded of this fellow's presidency.
Well, John, we just appreciate the great work you've done in Hollywood and the great work you're doing out there for the country. Congratulations on the great film. I can't wait to see it.
Great. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. The great John Voight, everybody. One of the stars of the movie Reagan. And it will be in theaters nationwide August 30th. It's one of these movies, folks. And by the way, Dennis Quaid plays Ronald Reagan. Penelope Ann Miller plays Nancy Reagan. John Voight is also starring in this film. And it's one of those movies that the entire family needs to go and see. And you need to bring young people with you. If you've got a youth group or Sunday school group, this is the kind of movie that you want them to go and see. And I can promise you it is going to be incredibly inspirational. So well done. And I hope that, and the reason why we need a big turnout here is we need more movies like this. We need somebody to do a movie about the great Justice Scalia, for example. Those are the kinds of movies that I want to see. And there's no reason why we can't have more of them. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Are you going to see the movie? Have you got your tickets already? I cannot wait. This is going to be a lot of fun. Coming up a little bit later, well, coming up next, by the way, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us. Tomorrow is primary day in Florida. She's also going to weigh in on Kamala Harris's viral audio clips that happened over the weekend. And then a little bit later on, Scott Walker is going to be here talking also about the big Reagan movie premiere. That's coming up Thursday at in Ronald Reagan's hometown at the Dixon Historic Theater. And we'll tell you more about that, an opportunity for those of you in the heartland to go and check that out. Also, Memphis, Tennessee listeners, we have free Donald Trump yard signs here at the News Bunker. And if you would like information on getting them, if you're in Memphis, give us a call, 901-260-5926. Absolutely free of charge, Donald Trump yard signs. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's a communist plot to take over America. The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, exposes the dark truth.
Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of American students.
America's schools have been turned into Marxist-Maoist re-education centers.
Here's the thing about communism. When it comes knocking at your door, it doesn't say, "Hi, I'm here to impoverish, enslave, and murder you." It says, "I'm here to liberate you from oppression."
You take over the colleges of education, then you take over all the teachers, then you take over all the students, and thus you get the future.
Beneath Sheep's Clothing, reveals reveals the communist infiltration of America's education system, churches, and media. Will a political revolution be next? Or will we the people wake up and reclaim our freedoms?
Destroy the opposing country through unconventional methods.
Take America without firing a shot.
Don't miss Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Wait. All right. Let's go to the phones real quick here. We've got a caller from Memphis who wants to take me to task for something. Michael in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Michael, what can I do for you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
That's one question. Like I said about diversity on this, I hear y'all, you talk a lot of things on the radio. That's just one side of the story all the time about conservative Christianity y'all talk about what's this Trump all the time. What makes you think people all about Donald Trump? And then y'all don't pronounce the president's vice president's name right.
Oh, you mean Kamala?
And she's black. So I'm going to let you know that now.
Well, I'm glad. Well, thank you for sharing that. I didn't bring it up. You did. Why did you feel it important to bring up her skin color?
Because it's always every news channel is about what race is she. Now, my thing
I don't think I brought it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your thought?
I'm just saying anyhow. It's just like different places around town, like you were just talking about, get to Donald Trump.
All right. Well, let's get to your point here, Michael. What's your point?
My point is, I understand y'all want to stay on the Donald Trump wagon. That's fine and dandy. But don't down somebody because who they are, what they got going on. I'm a black guy from Memphis. I grew up in Memphis. I went to a predominantly white school when I graduated high school. So I know how it works on both sides of the fence. And I have a biracial grandson, and I have a Caucasian daughter-in-law. So I'd be like, everybody thought that's a race stuff, making up racism, making a racism thing. They need to cut this because you're dividing the country anyway.
Well, the only people bringing up race and dividing the country are the Democrats. As a matter of fact, Michael, they're meeting right now in Chicago, and literally they're segregating all of their caucuses. So they have a black caucus, Hispanic caucus, a gay caucus, Pacific. Everybody's having their own little meetings. You know, the Republicans don't do that. They bring everybody together in one big group. They don't segregate.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I like to go to one of these just to see this.
Well, you're more than welcome to. As a matter of fact, I know there's a large gathering. They have clubs all over Memphis, Tennessee. Republicans, you ought to go check it out. I think you might be very surprised.
I need to find out and see this for myself.
You should. I would encourage you to do that. And you see, Michael, on this program, we don't tell people how to think. We just share facts with them, and we report, you decide.
No, I think on my own. I'm a grown enough to know I have to think on my own.
Well, good for you.
I've been doing this for 60 years.
Well, Michael, look, I'm glad you're listening to the radio show. We are a conservative talk radio show, and that's what we do. And we're pretty open and honest about it, unlike a lot of people in the media these days. Michael, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Michael was also concerned because he said we don't have enough black people on the show. Well, we've got the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, who's a regular guest. Larry Elder is a good friend and a guest. Byron Donalds, as a matter of fact, he and I are keynoting a big event together here momentarily in Memphis. So there you go. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, the great Congresswoman from Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. You know, Kat, every now and again we get the naysayers, and I love to put those folks at the top of the list here. It keeps me humble.
I know exactly what you mean, Todd, but it's great because that's what we're all about, is we're facilitating a conversation. And unlike those on the other side, we don't want to censor people. We want to bring people into the fold and have those conversations, those debates. We believe in free speech. And so I'm so glad that you put him on air and brought him into the conversation. I mean, that really is living our values through action. So thanks for doing that.
You know, it's fascinating when you look at what's happening in Chicago right now. The entire city on lockdown. You've got all the windows boarded up. Thousands of law enforcement, National Guard on standby. That did not happen in Milwaukee with the Republicans.
No, it did not. And I can tell you, as somebody who was in Milwaukee from start to finish, I walked through the so-called protests. There wasn't really any. People were treated with respect, who were holding signs, signs that weren't exactly that respectful of Republicans or President Trump, but people were respectful nevertheless. And, you know, now we're seeing these images and these videos coming out of the DNC where it is abortions on demand and vasectomies and, you know, all these very politically charged protests, some that don't make sense. I don't understand how you reconcile a free Palestine with LGBTQ agendas. I don't think they understand what they are doing or saying. And of course, you're seeing windows being boarded up of local businesses. In Milwaukee, every business was open and it was a great economic boost to the city. And here we're seeing quite the opposite. So I think it's very telling for voters who are sitting on the fence wondering what they're going to do in November. Just look at the two conventions. See how the cities were treated. See how people reacted. And make your vote accordingly.
It's fascinating. We just got the very first page of the DNC platform, and it is literally an apology for America's existence. They're doing this whole thing about, you know, that they're holding their meeting on land stolen from tribal nations, Kat.
Yikes. you know, this is what is so frustrating is that kids today are not taught what history actually is and what has happened. And while we are not a perfect union, we are always striving for a more perfect union. It's actually the preamble, right? And so people who are constantly trying to change our history, rewrite the narrative, rewrite the story, and create this victim mentality, it is really just a ploy for bigger, more intrusive government. And I tell this to people as I travel the country. I say the Democrat agenda, their platform, if you will, since we're talking about it, it's not a singular policy position. It is really just rooted in a couple of things. It's dependency and control. Make people dependent on government so that they, the big government advocates, can stay in control. It really is that simple. And the platform that you just mentioned, how it includes this victimization mentality, how it talks about, you know, this apology that we must be on, the apology tour that Obama started back in his day, you know, this is exactly what they want. We have seen where you have destruction of native lands and the tribal lands and how they are so economically depressed, how we have missing women and girls who will never be found or accounted for because no one wants to take responsibility. And their answer is more government. We have seen where the more government, bigger government has failed, and it's there. So we need to really educate people on our history. We need to educate people on the beauty of less government and more freedom, where there's equal opportunity rather than equal outcome. This platform is really just the beginning stages of what they would love to see, which is a socialist utopia.
That's it. And again, when you look at what Kamala Harris is talking about here, and her running mate, who is probably to the left of Kamala Harris, this is a woman who wants to implement policies that would lead us directly to becoming a communist nation. Bread lines, people. This is a dangerous, dangerous thing that the Democrats are about to do to the country, Kat.
Absolutely. And I mean, again, for those that sit on the fence and say, you know, I don't know if I really want to vote for Republicans or Democrats. I don't like either. But they want their voice heard, right? Because whether you do politics or not, politics does you. I tell that to people when they say that their vote doesn't count. It absolutely does. And that's why your voice is so important to be heard. Look at the track record. Don't tune out all the noise, right? Look at the track record of what Walz did in Minnesota. He destroyed Minneapolis. I have family from Minnesota, and it is absolutely mortifying what he has done. The so-called peace, somewhat fiery, mostly peaceful protests, where literally the entire city was burned down. You look at California, and it is a total crap show. And so you have to ask yourself, do I want my communities, do I want my neighborhood, my state, my country to look like California or Minnesota? Absolutely not. So vote on what people are actually banking in terms of their policies and their actions rather than what they're saying, because every single day of the week, and you can take it to the bank, the left will paint a very rosy picture and they will tell you that, oh, it's just never been tried here before. We've heard that before. And it will never work, this big government socialist utopia that they've tried to implement in states like California. It will never work. So it's scary stuff, and that's why we've all got to have a seat at the table and be ready to fight back.
All right, so primary day tomorrow, and one of the things that really aggravates, I know you've got a primary opponent, I just want to say something here, because David Kustoff is my congressman here in Tennessee. And he's got a 93% voting record with Trump. So, you know, it's he's a conservative. And yet there are people that will go out of their way to primary. And I get it. But again, it's wasting resources, people. We're fighting the Democrats. And Kat Kamick, you are a rock star. So anyway, you're not going to have it. It'll be a landslide win for you. But I'm like, really? Come on, dude. Alex Stevens is the guy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, nice fella. And ironically, when I first met him, he said that he has no issues with my voting record and actually likes me a lot. And so it's a little curious. But to your point, Todd, people don't realize that when members of Congress that have very good records are getting primaried, it actually prohibits them from talking to their constituents. They cannot use their office to do their job the way that they normally can. So it's actually making it very, very difficult for them to be effective communicators, effective legislators. And to your point, we have a margin of two in the House of Representatives. We have to be going out and flipping seats from the Democrats, not making it so that we're having to pay more money to protect good R seats. And so that's really frustrating, and it is what it is, but, you know, and there's only two ways to run when you are opposed, and that is either unopposed or scared. And so we don't ever take a single vote for granted. We go out, we earn it every single time. And in fact, we'll be hosting a telephone town hall tonight to answer any last minute questions before people go to the polls tomorrow.
I love it. All right. Well, Kat, best of luck to you out there. I'm sorry. That's rude. Anyway, we wish you the very best. It's going to be a long week, Kat. It's just going to be a long week.
It is.
So anyway, we really appreciate the great work you're doing. You're a great conservative patriot, and we look forward to getting you back on soon. Thanks now.
Hey, thanks so much, Todd.
All right. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, everybody. I just don't get it. Look, this kind of stuff is silly, and it does. It takes us off message. So, folks, get it together. All right, we have got to unify this blasted party to get Donald Trump across the finish line. Otherwise, we're going to be standing in a bread line together, and it's not going to be the good Pepperidge Farm bread either. It's going to be that cheap, nasty, stale bread that's got already mold growing in it. That's what we have to look forward to. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You've asked, and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a 6-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. And the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. And we have got so much fun stuff coming up. And I just want to say thank you. Wow, you guys came through on Friday. We put out the call. We are doing our best to feed hungry kids on this program all through the month of August. And folks, on Friday alone, $1,500 was raised. And I just cannot thank you enough. Dozens of you giving $5, $10, $15. What did I tell you? Every single donation adds up. Everything matters. It doesn't matter how small or how large the donation is. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you. Thank you so very much. By the way, in just the past few moments, Jerry made a $15 donation. Brenda, $52. Patricia, $50. William, $10. And Barbara, $10. God bless you all so much. Roseanne, $100. God bless you. So here's what we're going to do, folks, today. We're going to sweeten the pot a little bit. We need you to donate that $5 today. Our goal is $20,000. We've got a ways to go, and we've only got two more weeks to do it. So we need your help. We need 1,000 people right now to make that $5 donation, and you can do it by going to toddstearns.com. Every single penny that we raise goes to feed hungry kids and provide them with fresh drinking water in their villages. That's a huge thing, and it's a noble thing. And I believe that it's something that we're called by the Lord to do, to take care of the poor. No matter if they're in this country or another country, we've got an obligation as Christians to do that. So here's the deal. If you donate $100, I'm going to give you a personally signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? $100. And as soon as you make that donation, you call in and we're going to make sure that you get that book. So again, our number is 901-260-5926. Go to my website, toddstearns.com, and you click on that Give Life banner. It's the red banner. It's at the top of the page if you're on desktop, and it's at the bottom if you're on your smartphone. You can also text the word Todd to 51555. That's Todd to 51555. Now here's the deal. A $1,000 donation, you are going to get every book that I've written. From Twilight's Last Gleaming to our Daily Biscuit, you're going to get a Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug, and you're going to get one of our awesome ball caps. And we're going to make that for $1,000. That makes it a pretty worthwhile donation. And again, when you make that donation, you give Lydia a call, and we'll make sure that you get those sweeteners sent to you in the mail. Again, toddstearns.com. That's toddstearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner. And look, all we're asking for, bare minimum, is $5. And so many of you have already gone well beyond that, giving 10, 15, 20, 35, all the way up. We've had somebody donate $200 in one-time gifts. And if you want to do $5 a month, that's, man, God bless you. But again, this is what it's all about, and I just want to say thank you. It was so exciting to see those numbers coming in over the weekend from so many of our kind-hearted listeners. We know that the economy is tough, and that's why I'm not asking all of you to donate $100. Some of you can. God has blessed you, and you want to give back as a way of saying thank you. And some of you can give $5. Maybe that means not having a cup of coffee down at the Starbucks. It's okay. It's okay. Or maybe some of you can't donate. And that's all right as well. You can certainly pray for these kids and pray that others might be able to step up and to help people in need. This is all about feeding kids. That's what this is about. Feeding children. They need our help, and we have the opportunity and the ability to do that. So I just want to say thank you. It's been a lot of fun, folks, and we'll keep reminding you, but I wanted to take a few moments during the first hour of the show to get us going, to prime that pump, and to get you over to the website during our break coming up at the top of the hour, toddstearns.com, and click on that Give Life banner. All right, coming up, folks, we have got a big story coming out of the New York Times. And now even the New York Times is recognizing that Democrats have a major anti-Semitism problem. By the way, over 100,000 pro-Hamas protesters are in Chicago, and they are expecting violence that you would not believe. Already they're finding these huge pallets of bricks that have been pre-positioned around the city. That is not good at all, folks. And now we're getting word that Governor John Shapiro, the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, is now refusing to campaign alongside Kamala Harris. I'm telling you, folks, the coup may be in line for another coup. All right, hang tight. Got to take a break. Don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Click on that Give Life banner. We'll be right back, America.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it, from routine checkups to unexpected emergencies. Don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. The DNC getting underway in Chicago. And what a mess that is. By the way, they've issued on their platform right out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen, they are now apologizing for America existing. So there you go. We've got a lot happening this hour of the show. They are expecting a lot of violence in Chicago. That did not happen in Milwaukee. It was a very peaceful thing. The Democrats are offering free abortions and free vasectomies. But our understanding is that many of the young male Democrats they've already been, well, snipped. So it's unfortunate. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend. He is president of Young America's Foundation, Governor Scott Walker, joining us. And, Governor, the DNC starting today. I know you've got a big op-ed out calling out Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Yeah, the guy's as radical as can be. And it's fitting that they're in Chicago because the place is increasingly unsafe, just like it was when Governor Walz was doing nothing or little or nothing after the riots began a few years ago in Minneapolis, even after the city leaders asked him to call them out. This is just typical what you expect from the left. And we thought Kamala Harris 4 years ago was a liberal pick. Hard to imagine that Tim Walz is even more so, probably the most radically left-wing near-communist ticket we've seen in our lifetime.
It's really shocking. And again, this goes back to, I think, Tim Walz, and we've got some audio of Tim Walz talking about Thanksgiving and about, well, let's just play this and I'll get you to react. Cut 21.
Some of us who have less hair and are old enough can remember when you could go to Thanksgiving, watch a Steelers game with your relatives, and not complain about politics the whole time. Not be on each other's necks. Because you shared a commitment to democracy, a commitment to personal freedom, a commitment to public education, a commitment to infrastructure. We don't call each other names. We don't do it. And we don't use the least fortunate amongst us as punchlines for our jokes because they're our neighbors. They're our neighbors. And so you're getting an opportunity to see the best side of America. And for the young people here, they maybe haven't seen a campaign like this because of COVID, because of things that's happening. This is a chance to bring out that joy, turn the page, and look to the future.
All right, Governor, a couple of ironic moments here. First of all, it was Barack Hussein Obama who actually put out talking points so that young people could bring up politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table back in 2015. And this is the same governor who banned families from gathering on Thanksgiving and actually opened up a snitch line.
Yeah, to rat out your neighbors and to not. I think about one of my own team wasn't able to see his grandfather in Minnesota during COVID when he passed away because of all the lockdowns. I mean, just unbelievable. But beyond that, part of the reason why he's on this ticket, you know, not the old norm where you go to the center to try and appeal to swing voters. No, they decided this is how they make their money. This is how they rattle their base. And they went to the extreme. The reason he was noticed wasn't because of Minnesota's stellar record. It was actually because he was one of the most aggressive attackers against Donald Trump, former President Trump. And so for him to sit around talking about, we don't talk that way. Well, look at his rhetoric. This is exactly why he's on the ticket.
Governor Scott Walker on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And, Governor, it's interesting. There's a story out talking about how few young people are actually learning about American government, about civics. And when you have schools out there that are not teaching the very basics about who we are as Americans and the rights we have, why do you think that is? What do you think is going on there?
Oh, I think it's intentional. I mean, when I personally came out in support of a bill in North Carolina's example where they were going to require every student at any public institution in the state have to go through a 3-credit-hour course that included teaching about the Constitution, the Declaration, the Gettysburg Address, at least 5 of the Federalist Papers, you go on down the list, all these things that were part of not just our founding but shaping of America. Nearly 700 tenured professors came out against it. Why? Because they don't want young people to know the truth about American history, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, when I and you and others came out against critical race theory, it wasn't to try and whitewash it. Quite the contrary. We want people to know about the things that have happened in American history and how we overcame it on our way to a more perfect nation. But they fare better. You know, if you're pushing Marxist ideas, you fare better if young people hate America, hate the things we stand for. They don't want them exposed, because if they're exposed, it's exactly the work we're doing at Young America's Foundation, trying to expose young people to the truth. They're afraid of the truth. We embrace it. We just need to get it to more people.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think, again, when you look at where we are in American politics, where a major political party is basically has de facto communist running on the top of the ticket. You've got a lot of kids out there that are so ignorant of who we are as Americans and their rights under the Constitution that they're embracing all of this nonsense.
Well, that's right. Not only American, but world history. I mean, think about it. You've got a political coup. You've got push for price controls. I mean, it's not that many years ago, you think about the Soviet Union, but even as we stand today in Venezuela, in Cuba, in other Marxist places around the world, price controls. I mean, think about the government. Do you really want the government that can barely run the DMV to be running your grocery stores, your food chains, your other things like that? No. But this is what happens on the pathway towards an oppressive communist regime is they try to imprison their political opponents. They censor media outlets. They claim it's disinformation when it's really just censorship. These are all patterns we see in Communist China, we see it in other communist nations around the world and throughout the world's history. We are not a Marxist nation. We're not a socialist country. We're not a communist country. We believe in the rights of the individual. They believe in the power of the government. And we've got to get that message through as clear as can be to anyone, but particularly young people these days.
Governor, a big event coming up this Thursday in Dixon, Illinois. The red carpet premiere of the new movie Reagan. We just had John Voight on a few moments ago. This is going to be an exciting moment for you guys at Young America's Foundation.
Yeah, John Voight plays, as you know, an old retired KGB agent. Dennis Quaid, who plays Ronald Reagan, is going to be with us. And get this, in a small little town of Dixon where Ronald Reagan grew up, where we now have the boy at home and have Midwest conferences for Young America's Foundation, yf.org, if people are interested. But Dennis Quaid's going to be there at the same theater that Reagan himself opened one of his movies at many, many years ago. And it's hard to believe, but it's a 900-person theater. We've already got it filled. There's going to be a little parade. Great way to connect to the boy at home and all the things that we do in the Midwest, just like the Reagan Ranch, where part of the movie itself was filmed at. So we tell people, go to ReaganRanch.com. You can learn about the movie. You can learn about what's involved with young people going to the movie, helping them get there, what you can do to get them up to the ranch, and any of the other work that we do across America.
It's beautiful out there, and I haven't gotten to Dixon yet. I want to do that to see, you know, that home, and that you guys have just done such a wonderful job restoring. And also, I understand, Governor, this is also where you guys do a lot of your middle school conferences to teach young American kids about conservatism.
Exactly. Middle school, college, and high school, all there, as well as at the ranch and out the East Coast and all over the country. But it's a lot of fun. We do a Reagan Resilience Program where they learn about all the different challenges he had as a young person. It's a great middle school program that augments the work we do with high schoolers and college students.
All right. Well, Governor, we're going to leave it there. Do you have a tux? I mean, this is like highfalutin.
I think a tux and a cowboy hat are the right way to go, right?
Oh, and you got to have the boots. Yeah, because, you know, the reporters will ask you who you're wearing. So, you know, you...
Yeah, for me, it's a Stetson and a pair of Hartley boots, I think, is the way approach.
There you go. All right. Love it. All right, Governor, have a good time out there Thursday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Scott Walker, everybody, president of Young Americas Foundation. Folks, hear me on this. And I know that there are a lot of young people groups out there there aren't a lot of young people groups. There are two major ones. One does the big conferences, and they have the the lights and the whatever, you know, the big crowds. Let me tell you about YAF. If you want your kid to really understand what it means to be a conservative, what it means to be an entrepreneur, you need to get your kid to a YAF conference. Hear me on this. It is, first of all, the kids are going to have a lot of fun. It is all very well chaperoned. They actually require, I think, mom and dad, or there are plenty of chaperones. So your kid's going to be safe. They're going to learn a lot, and they're going to come away understanding what it means to be a conservative. And it's really not surface level. This is a fun, deep dive into conservatism. And your kids are going to be hearing from great speakers. I've had the opportunity dozens of times to speak to students at their college and high school conferences, and it's just a lot of fun. And these kids are good kids, and we need to start working with YAF, which was founded by William F. Buckley Jr., to get out there and raise up that next generation of American patriots. But I am curious, are you surprised by this study out there? College students lack a rudimentary knowledge of history and civics. Students were asked about very simple things like the U.S. Constitution, the Gettysburg Address. They were asked about, for example, how long is a Senate term? How long is a term in the U.S. Senate? This is all part of a survey conducted by the American Council of Trustees and Alumni. 35-question survey, Losing America's Memory 2.0. They asked more than 3,000 students from all 50 states questions about history and government, including things like the length of a Senate term and a quote from the Gettysburg Address. According to the Vice President for Policy, Bradley Jackson, it seems that many students are completely tuned out to politics, lacking the knowledge to participate effectively. When asked about who the current president of the U.S. Senate is, only 27% of students were able to correctly identify Kamala Harris. Over a quarter thought it was Joe Biden. Jackson said he was particularly concerned by another finding. Only 23% of students could identify the Gettysburg Address as the source of this quote, "Government of the people, by the people, for the people." Mr. Jackson said if the people no longer care to understand their government, if they're ignorant of its history and its institutions, a government like ours cannot long stand. 37% of the students correctly identified the current Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. 32% were not sure. Less than one-third were able to identify James Madison as the father of the Constitution. Hillsdale College professor Wilfred McClay told the College Fix that he was appalled and saddened. And here's another study. And this, folks, is the shocking part. The shocking part of this survey. More than half of American young people would flee the country if the United States were invaded. Let me say that again. 57% of American students would flee the country rather than stay and fight in the case of an invasion. Professor McClay said this reflects a social malady, a sickness of the soul that runs deeper than just a lack of knowledge. But one of the best ways to begin combating that malady is by rededicating ourselves to a proper civic and historical education. What? Well, look, I'm not surprised by it. I'm sickened by it. I'm disgusted by it. But in reality, these kids have been raised in government-funded schools. They have been raised to think that there's something wrong with America, that we're responsible for all the world's problems, and that we are the great Satan. Do you understand? You may be a rock solid conservative, you and your wife, but you may have a closet liberal in your child that you may not even know about because of what those kids have been exposed to in the government funded schools. Now, I'm just curious, are you surprised by these numbers? 57% of American kids say they would run away from the country rather than stay and fight. What would you do? And I would love to hear from young people today. What would you do if this country were invaded? Would you run away or would you stay and fight? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, so those of you that are taking part in our fundraising efforts, we're sweetening the kitty just a bit. For those of you who are donating $1,000, not only do you get all of the books I've written, you're going to get a great Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug, and you're going to get a Todd Stern Show ball cap. I will personally record your voicemail message. That's for it, at the $1,000 level, that's what we will do. But again, we're begging people right now to give $5. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Give Life banner. It'll take a second to pop up. You'll see it at the top of the page, the bottom of your screen if you are on your smartphone. All right. It is bad. It is so bad in Chicago. This is a report from about local businesses in downtown Chicago having to board up their stores. Cut 15, please.
We are on Washington and Wabash outside of a Garland building, which houses a number of businesses, including stores and some restaurants and offices. Now, as you can see behind me, you'll notice that the front of the Garland building is covered in plywood. It's basically covering the windows and the door. And that's to be able to protect the building and, I should say, the entrance of the building from any potential unrest that could happen ahead of the, once the DNC does come around here, since we are anticipating some protests to take place. Now, the Chicago Board of Services says their crews have been busy the last few days boarding up businesses to get ahead of potential damages. Now, so far, they've secured 12 locations around the West Loop, downtown, and Daly Plaza area, with plans to board up additional businesses this weekend as a preventative measure if protests related to the DNC erupt violently.
All right, there you go. You feel bad for these business leaders. You're there thinking, oh, wow, the DNC's coming down. We're going to be making a lot of money. people are going to be looking for Slurpees and arugula or those little fermented soy drinks, whatever the Democrats chow down. But now, Lord love them, these business owners are just praying to Almighty God that their businesses aren't burned down. By the way, we are working and we are efforting to see if we can't get a live shot from the vasectomy center. They're literally setting up in front of a very popular hot dog joint, a wiener joint. So they're young male Democrats are getting snipped right in front of a hot dog joint. It's, no, I don't know if those are kosher wieners. I don't know. Oy vey. I wonder if they're going to snip those man buns while they're at it. 901-260-5926. Apparently, some of the balls were so small, it's like, what's the point? They just said, move along. You're good. We'll be right back, America. Everybody, good to have you with us. We're going to play some audio from Ben Dieter that is pretty darn funny. Hang tight. I want to go to Dan in Texas listening to us on AM 960. Dan, what part of Texas are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm actually in Louisiana. I'm a truck driver from Houston, Texas.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're excited. We're on the Patriot. We're on Patriot Talk Radio there in Houston, and we're glad you're driving through Louisiana. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to take a second to try to help everybody to remember. A few years ago, we had something come up. You know, we called it the Big Red Wave, that turned out to be more of a trickle. And, you know, we kind of, I think we got back on our back pockets and said, well, we've got this in the bag. And I'm looking forward to nothing more than a red wave in November. I'm 100% behind, you know, our former president, Donald Trump. But we got to be careful watching these polls and things like that, thinking, well, you know, we don't have to get out and do anything. They've got this all wrapped up. I think it's going to be a whole lot closer than what anybody's given it credit for. And it's going to take each and every one of us getting out there and doing our part to make sure that we save our country this time. Because I think if we sit back and we let this go, I don't think we're going to have a chance to do it again.
Yeah, Dan, I'm with you 1,000% there. And one of the things that we've really tried to condition our listeners to is the idea that we have to, in our minds, we're 20 points behind. We've got to be out there with a ferociousness. Another big concern I have, Dan, is we need to get out and do early voting and make sure you're asking for a paper ballot. Fill that sucker out, and we need to make sure that we're not just waiting until election day, but we're getting out and taking advantage of early voting.
I agree. I mean, if we're ahead before we go into it, it's a whole lot harder for them to come back and try to take it away from us. It makes it harder for them to come back and do that to us again.
And look,
we know what happened with the last election. And we all watched it and was nothing we could do about it. But I think now, you know, the Conservative Party has seen it and we know how to combat it. We just have to get off our butts and do it.
That's the problem here, Dan, is that conservatives and America First conservatives are just not getting out to vote. And we saw that happen in 2020. We saw that happen in 2022. So we've got to get out there. And it's one thing to go to a rally. It's another thing to go and vote. Rallies at the end of the day don't matter. Your vote does. And folks, we've got to have that mindset. And Dan, again, these polls are going to be roller coaster. I think it's fascinating. You know, you hear the Republicans out there as, wow, the polls are great. They're showing Trump ahead. And then when the polls don't show Trump ahead, you can't believe these polls. So I just don't believe any of the polls, Dan. But I will say this. I do think it's interesting that the numbers coming out are so close and that Trump is still actually ahead in spite of this love affair with the vibe and the joy and the Kamala Harris.
That's all just propaganda, I believe. It's it's legacy media trying to cover up shortcomings from the Democratic Party. And I honestly believe, you know, I get to talk to a lot of people out here, and I honestly believe that people are starting to see through it. You know, even the Democrats that you talk to out here on the road, I mean, there are some drivers and things that are Democrats. And even those guys are talking the same. They're saying the same things that we are.
They are. And so Dan, appreciate the call. And thank you. But Dan, before we let you go, AM 920, it's the new conservative talk station in Houston. Be sure to look that up when you're back home. They carry my show, all 3 hours of it. And we love those folks. They're great patriots over there. Dan, thank you for listening to us on AM 960. That's KROF, by the way, in Lafayette, Louisiana. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here. A lot of Republicans out there over the weekend begging Trump, do not go personal, Mr. President. Cut number 12.
The campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. It's not. You can't win on those things. The American people are smart. Treat them like they're smart.
Stop questioning the size of her crowds and start questioning her position when it comes to what did she do as attorney general on crime. Question what did she do when she's supposed to take care of the border as a czar.
The winning formula for President Trump is very plain to see. It's fewer insults, more insights, and that policy contrast.
So there you go. You've got a lot of folks out there. Mike Huckabee was on my show over the weekend talking about the same thing on Newsmax, that the president needs to stay laser focused on the issues. Do you believe that's the best way to go? Oh, by the way, Kamala, here's the reason why. They're not letting her out there. So Kamala and Tim Walz, the coach, Coach Walz, Coach Tim, they were invited to speak to a high school football team in Pennsylvania. And Coach Tim was very excited to find out he was going to be back in the locker room with the tight ends. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, here's Kamala Harris giving a pep speech, a pep talk to the football squad. Cut 13.
And by doing that, and all that that requires, which is the hard work, the practice, working as a team, knowing that you will be undefeated even if you don't win every game, but no circumstance or event or moment will defeat your spirit.
You will be undefeated even if you don't win every game. That means you're not... You know, maybe a breathalyzer test would not be out of the question here. Oh, this is great. Somebody actually asked her, all right, how are you going to pay for all this stuff you've been talking about here? Everybody's going to get $25,000 to go buy a house. You're going to get the $6,000 tax credits if you're married and you got kids. The price fixing, the whole diet. How are you going to pay for this? Cut 14.
Economic policies last week.
Yeah.
Can you explain how you're going to pay for those, and can you give us a sense of what other policies you want to unveil going forward?
Sure. Well, I mean, you just look at it in terms of what we are talking about, for example, around children and the child tax credit and extending the EITC. That, it's at $6,000 for the first year of a child's life. The return on that investment in terms of what that will do and what it will pay for will be tremendous. We've seen it when we did it in the first year of our administration. We reduced child poverty by over 50%. So that's a lot of the work. And then what we're doing in terms of the tax credits, we know that there's a great return on that investment. And when we increase home ownership in America, what that means in terms of increasing the tax base, not to mention property tax base, what that does to fund schools, again, return on investment. I think it's a mistake for any person who talks about public policy to not critically evaluate how you measure the return on investment. When you are strengthening neighborhoods, strengthening communities, and in particular the economy of those communities, and investing in a broad-based economy, everybody benefits, and it pays for itself.
Now, what I find fascinating about here is they're basically giving her these phrases, right? These economic phrases, and she's just repeating them. She doesn't know what they mean, but you heard her say, return on investment, return on investment, return on investment. And four times she said, What does that mean? You did not answer the question. All right, so we got to play this audio from Ben Dieter. Ben Dieter, you've heard him fill in. You've heard him on, you've seen him on Newsmax. He's one of the top morning show hosts in America. He is also, and I don't know where we got this survey from, he is the healthiest talk radio show host in the world. If you know anything about radio, there are a lot of pizzas that are being consumed and ho-hos, but not Dieter. He like drinks the vegetarian stuff or drinks the sludge, you know, the liquefied lawn clippings. And now he's on this carnivore diet. So I think he's eating meat. And so anyway, he's out there and he's doing all of this I was just distracted here for a second. So he's out there doing all this running. And so Dieter's also a big conservative. And he runs in downtown, which is not exactly friendly to conservatives in downtown Memphis. And he was running on Beale Street, and he came across this guy. He's wearing the red Make America Great Again ball cap. And so this guy says, "Hey, I like your ball cap. Here's how it all went down.
This boy hat, man. I just had to buy this boy hat off of him, y'all. I had to cop it, man.
Vote for Trump.
Come on.
Want low taxes.
Come on, bro.
Low gas and low groceries. And if you want to go to Beale Street and not drop $400. If you like that, vote for Kamala. Okay?
Hey.
That's the message.
I've been waiting on my sister to order my hat. She ain't ordering it.
I got it.
I got it now. It's all good. Thank you, bro. For sure. I had to buy it off of him, y'all. I had to get it. Sweat and all. Yeah, look, he's sweaty. I ain't lying. I had to get it.
All right. So Ben Dieter has just popped into the studio here. So you gave the guy your sweaty Make America Great Again ball cap?
Yeah, I think he wanted a refund after he put it on.
I would have wanted a refund. I mean, I love Trump, but I don't want somebody else's sweat on my ball cap.
It was 12 miles, Todd, in Memphis heat. Like, the real feel was in the triple digits. So it was the end of my run, and that's when he approached me and asked for the hat.
So help me understand this. So and I was distracted because Sebastian Gorka is texting me, and I'll tell you about that the break. So hang tight, Seb Gorka. He's listening to the show right now. So you're out running. It's 100-something degrees, and you're running how many miles?
13 yesterday.
All right. And you don't wear clothes when you run, right? I mean, it's almost, you're almost buck naked.
I mean, I'm from Ecuador.
You wear the shorts, right? And that's it.
That's it.
So you're like one of these, like, I mean, you're a professional runner.
I mean, I got my face in a magazine for it.
Yeah. Health and Fitness Magazine. First time anybody in the radio industry has ever been featured in a Health and Fitness Magazine.
MAGA can be hot, Todd. That's the campaign.
Wow. So this guy, I mean, that was pretty impressive because normally I would think you would be heckled if you were running down Beale Street wearing a red MAGA hat.
The last time that someone was yelling on Beale Street, they were shot. So you'd never want someone yelling at you on Beale Street. Either it's a police officer, get off Beale Street, there's been another shooting. In this case, it was to take my MAGA hat. He gave me $20 for it.
$20?
And then as I was doing, we were haggling on the street, on this iconic street in Memphis, another guy standing there, he was African-American. He said, "Do you have another hat?" I'm like, "No, I'm not the official Trump merch store. I'm just a runner."
Maybe they need one on Beale Street.
Maybe.
Call the Republican Party. Maybe they could open up like one of those pop-up stores.
This guy that is now wearing this Trump hat is going to do more for Republican outreach than I fear our own party and a lot of Republicans, just because he just stands there every day and he's on Beale Street. So now he's, you know, bearing the flag on his head.
Wow.
I know.
All right. So you don't have a hat now?
No. All right, hatless.
All right. We got to get you a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
All right. We're working on it. Well, that was very kind of you.
We're doing it one hat at a time. You know, one of the recommendations you gave me, Todd, is you got all of these Trump flags, and you said, "Ben, you need to start wearing it like a cape downtown."
Oh, that is true.
So, red hat, big cape.
There you go. All right. Super Trump or something. Yes. Trump man. Wait a second. You took his money?
I did.
Okay.
I'm shameless.
Well, hey, look.
I'm sorry. Downtown Memphis is expensive to live in. Bidenomics. Kamalanomics.
It's true. It's a fair point. All right, Ben Dieter, now hatless. So we'll try to get you a hat. We're going to get you a new red MAGA hat, if we can find one here in Memphis. By the way, all of our Memphis listeners, if you're driving around today, come by our news bunker, and we'll give you a free Trump yard sign. So we have free Trump yards. Is that right, Dieter? We've still got the free Trump yard signs.
Yes. People have been dropping by. It's been exciting.
Just got a note for somebody from Bartlesville in Oklahoma. That's a long drive to get
by
a Trump sign. But yeah, come on by. We'll feed you while you're here if you come that far. But anyway, come on by. If you need information on directions, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we will hook you up with a free Trump yard sign. We've got to do our part here in blue America, and that's what Memphis is. Memphis is pretty blue. All right, got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. All right, coming up 5 o'clock, folks, on Newsmax. You got to watch the show. We're going to have live reports, boots on the ground from Chicago. We'll keep you updated on the violence. It's kind of quiet right now. And the reason why is that most of the Antifa people, they're staying up all night, so they sleep in. Normally, they don't get up, 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon? So it'll be a little while before they get moving. So there you go. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, keep those donations coming in. This is really remarkable. You guys already several hundred dollars raised just in the past 30 minutes. So again, ToddStearns.com, and click on the Give Life, that red Give Life banner. We're just asking you $5, ladies and gentlemen, and donate to the great cause. All right. Let's see here. I want to go to this. Well, we'll play that. We'll do that at the next hour. Phil Donahue passed away earlier today, and he has a big connection in Memphis, Tennessee. He's married to Marlo Thomas, who, of course, is the daughter of the late actor and philanthropist Danny Thomas. And Danny Thomas actually founded St. Jude Children's Research Hospital here in Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of people may not realize this, but if you have a sick child, you don't have to pay a single penny. They put you up. They take care of you. It's really a remarkable thing they do at St. Jude, and it's because of all the donors and the donations. Over the weekend, had the big FedEx St. Jude Golf Championship. Huge, huge crowds here for that, and of course, all the money goes to St. Jude. Anyway, Phil Donahue passed away, and we're going to play some audio coming up in the next hour of when Rush Limbaugh was on the old Phil Donahue show. And it was really one of the most remarkable things. He was on for the entire hour, and it was just really a fascinating, fascinating conversation. So we'll get to more of that in just a little while. Also, Mark Hamill now calling the DNC evil. Cut 25.
Mark Hamill here with the head of the DNC, Mr. Jamie Harrison. Listen, Mark, you got an important election coming up in November.
Yes.
You got a message for everybody out there? Well, in the movies, I fought against make-believe evil. But we're at a time in our history where we're fighting against real evil. So I beg you, please, don't go to the orange side.
Oh, Lord. All right. So this is a guy who's, that was his claim to fame. Star Wars. Mark Hamill. Play make-believe for a living. All right, I got to take a break here, folks. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program, Hour 3, and we are watching President Biden departing for Chicago. He's on the little stairs. He's boarding Air Force One, and he went up the little tiny stairs for the children in the back of the plane. So the president will be departing. He's scheduled to speak tonight. Now, what's fascinating about all of this is that President Biden is not going to stick around to see Kamala Harris accept the nomination. The president is not going to be there for that. And the understanding we're getting from our sources in Washington is that there is great animosity between the Biden campaign and the Democrat National Committee right now. And Joe Biden is really enraged now over how all of this was handled. And it could very well be that Biden finally got his medication right and he realizes what he actually signed the day that he turned in the weird resignation letter. So anyway, we'll keep you updated on all of that. Again, protesters are expecting to show up later tonight. Businesses boarded up in downtown Chicago. The Department of Defense now fears there may be some sort of a bioterror attack. I'm not too sure about that. It could very well be that they've mistaken the smell of patchouli and sweat for some sort of a chemical device. I mean, it could be. It's a smelly bunch. They don't bathe. I mean, honestly, we need to take a long, hard look at the Democrat Party platform. And if nothing else, I know they want to take God out. I know they want to take out marriage and words like man and woman. But could they just put something in about taking a regular bath or shower? Is that too much to ask? All right, I want to go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Carolyn is calling in from North Carolina, WSIC. And, Carolyn, I understand that you have made a donation to help feed poor kids.
Yes.
Carolyn, thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Carolyn, I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold here. And I just want to say thank you so very much. Carolyn donated $100. And what we're going to do is we are going to send Carolyn a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And ladies and gentlemen, today and tomorrow only, if you donate $100 to the cause, I'm going to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. You can go to my website and you can donate right now by clicking on the red Give Life banner. We are raising money to feed impoverished children and also to provide these little kids with fresh, clean drinking water. You can also text your donation to Todd to 51555. Text the word Todd to 51555. And you can also give them a call. And here's the telephone number if you want to call in your gift, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673, and you'll be able to take part in those wonderful efforts. All right, coming up a little bit later on today, we're going to be talking to Art Alley. He has got some things to say about Kamalanomics and the idea that Kamala Harris is also on the record now as saying that the government has a right to step in and take over your private company. The government has a right to step in and take over your patents. Folks, this is right out of the communist playbook. They're not even trying to cover this up. As a matter of fact, CNN is just losing their minds over all of this. Cut number 7.
The federal ban on price gouging for groceries. You are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it, in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for a price or a profit margin that bugs me, that seems too high. So, you know, it's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. if you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senator Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean. Which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in D.C., which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding, like, how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before, Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages. It leads to black markets, you know, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices.
All right, there you go. That's CNN, and they're outraged over Kamala Harris as well. So Kamala and little Timmy, Tampon Timmy, decided to go to a local convenience store. So they're trying to enhance the joy vibe, and the way they're doing that is they're putting them on a bus. By the way, nobody's showing up at their campaign events in Pennsylvania. Nobody. So this is why I'm having a hard time believing any of this polling data that's out there, because nobody's showing up at these events. The only time people show up is when there is a free concert featuring some sort of a Grammy-nominated singer. So anyway, Tampon Timmy and Kamala go into a Sheetz. That is a local convenience store chain. And the whole setup was that Kamala Harris was wanting some Doritos. Cut number one.
Outside the margin of error, CNN's Jeff Zeleny is joining us now. And Jeff, we're looking at live pictures of the vice president with her husband, Tim Walz, and his wife. They are in Pennsylvania on this bus tour as they go through that critical battleground state just outside of Pittsburgh. Again, Jeff Zeleny joining us now. And Jeff, they're on the bus tour looking to Thursday, of course, when she's going to accept this nomination. And they've got some momentum that we're seeing bear out in new polling.
They certainly do. And it looks like the vice president is getting a bag of Doritos.
I think it's like a Wawa. Yes, I think it's Sheetz because they're in Pittsburgh or outside of Pittsburgh.
So you would know, you obviously are a veteran of Pennsylvania reporting. And my guess is if she's at a Sheetz, she will go to a Wawa later.
She must.
Okay, so there's actually audio out there, and maybe we can find this, guys, of Kamala Harris and Tampon Timmy in the supermarket trying to find the Doritos. And here's why this is a big deal. It was all staged, and we know it was all staged because apparently they had to retape it. So the first cut, they were searching for the Doritos, and Tampon Timmy said, "Hey, Kamala, here are the Doritos." And like tosses the Doritos over. Nobody does that in a convenience store. So he tosses the Doritos and she catches the Doritos. But they did a previous take and they forgot that Kamala was still holding on to the original bag of Doritos. So she's wandering around the store holding the Doritos saying, "I can't find the Doritos." These people are nuts. But here's the great irony here. It turns out that Kamala Harris is actually suing Sheetz for racial discrimination. That's right. The Biden administration actually filed a federal lawsuit, alleging that Sheetz was out there hiring people or not hiring people because of their criminal records. So here's what they were doing. The convenience store chain had a policy. And when you go to apply for a job at Sheetz, you have to get a background check. And they basically screen all of their workers. They want to find out, have you ever had a criminal conviction, right? So now the Biden administration is claiming that the convenience store screened out far too many black people because of that particular requirement. And so what Kamala and Joe are telling Sheetz is that you've got to be able to hire criminals here. So let's just say that you've got a bunch of people that want a job in your accounting department, and they've been arrested and charged and served time for embezzlement. Well, the Biden administration says you can't deny that person a job. You can't make this up. All right, here's the audio of the fake Doritos incident.
Ah, huh? Oh, Dougie, there they are.
Dougie.
I know you want those.
And there's the cut.
Is it corn nuts over there, Tim?
Isn't this it?
Yeah, that's the bit.
There you go. That's funny.
Kamala loves nuts. Who knew? So there you go. And then she called him Dougie? Who does that? Who does that in the middle of a convenience store? By the way, there was also another report out yesterday. No, corn nuts, Dylan. Corn nuts. You heard her say it. So then there was another incident where they had a very popular sandwich shop in the Pittsburgh area. And so Kamala, they get it before they go in, they had the advance team. They literally cleared out the entire restaurant. So they had literally had people in there eating their lunch, ordering their sandwiches. And they said, all of you people have to leave. So they cleared out the restaurant. And then all of a sudden, all of these white vans filled with actors showed up, and they put the actors inside pretending to be customers. So the entire event was staged. They weren't even real voters. May not even been from Pennsylvania. You cannot make this up. And people are really upset about it, especially the folks that were in the middle of enjoying a delicious sandwich, and they were told they had to get up and leave. Unbelievable. All that to say, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe the polls, don't believe the videos of the crowds, because it's all being fabricated. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Again, several of you already calling in with your $100 donations. We're going to get you a signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Go to ToddStearns.com right now. Click on that Give Life banner. We'll be right back. Promised, Phil Donahue is in the headlines, passed away early this morning. We received that that note. And, you know, this guy really, I mean, Phil Donahue sort of originated the whole morning talk format on television, and just really did an amazing job. And, of course, he was on the left. But it was always entertaining television, and to see both sides going at it. One of the most watched episodes of Donahue happened back in 1991. This is when Rush Limbaugh was really just burst out onto the scene. And Rush Limbaugh sat down for an interview for the full hour. Here's one of my favorite snippets.
Here he is, the hottest name in all of radio, soon to have his own television show. Who is this guy on almost 500 radio stations in America? I give you Rush Limbaugh right here. There's some booze out there, Phil. Who's booing? Come on, lighten up. Jeez.
You could possibly be booing a man.
She doesn't even have a reason to boo yet. But you might.
Well, where do we begin here?
Feminazis? Feminists are Nazis?
No, not all feminists. There are about 13 feminazis in the world.
No, you seem to suggest that the... And if all women who work in the same office, after a while, you all have your periods on the same week. Or, well, it's true. Phil, it's true.
And not only that, when you have your periods, you become aggressive, and he wants to put you in the army, and you'll go get Saddam.
We'll have to explain this to you as the show unfolds.
Go ahead. You got a chance here.
Well, what he's talking about is the All-American 1st Cavalry Amazon Battalion.
Of women
and,
with
PM. Well, it is my compromise. I mean, there are people who want women in combat.
Patricia Schroeder, congresswoman from Colorado, wants women to fly combat missions.
Yes, she does.
And to be able to choose whether or not they want to go to combat. Men don't get the choice. Can you imagine Schwarzkopf walking down the line at Tampa and say, "Oh, we're going off to fight Saddam Hussein. Anybody want to go?" I mean, you can't run the military that way, but that's what Patricia Schroeder wants to do. And I don't think women should serve in combat roles, not because I'm macho or oppressive or anything, but I have a vaunted view of women's role in society. I think it's bad enough that men come home in body bags. We don't want females tortured, captured, and sent home. I think it weakened the situation, and other societies who have tried it, like Israel, have found it doesn't work, and they've retracted it. Mm-hmm. But politics is compromise. And so I thought, well, if there's a way to compromise this, I would do it. And I did some research, and I found out that most women, if you group them together in a dormitory or in an office or a barracks, that they will have synchronized menstrual cycles. And we also know that women who suffer PMS have murdered and have been acquitted of murder. Well, that's what we want. So I suggest 52, Phil, 52 combat-ready divisions of Amazons, of battalions, so that we can be guaranteed of having a combat-ready battalion on PMS every week to be... Now... That was pretty good on your monitor. Here's imagine that you are Manuel Noriega, for example, and you're in the papal nuncio down in Panama, and everything's fine, everything's going well. The only problem is those American GIs are playing rock and roll music at 800 dB outside, and you're going nuts. But you can deal with it. All of a sudden, from outside, you hear this blood-curdling scream, "I am outraged by it! Outraged!" And you look out there, and there's Sergeant Major Molly Yard leading the 1st Battalion of Amazons over the hill. I would surrender. I mean, scare the pants off of me. So it would work, and so that's how I feel.
All right. There you go. Yeah, it's... anybody miss Rush? I'll tell you. What a fun conversation. And unfortunately, a lot of people just never got that. But Phil Donahue, it was an incredible hour of television. And before Oprah, a lot of people may not realize this, before Oprah, it was Phil Donahue. And the guy won like 11 daytime Emmys. This is a guy who had over 9 million people watching his television program, Dayside. That's remarkable. He really was a pioneer of the genre, and he was not very well respected by a lot of folks in the media for what he did, but he paved the way for a lot of other talk hosts. Phil Donahue passing away at the age of 88 years old. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. By the way, I want to go back to something Tampon Timmy had to say. Tampon Timmy was lamenting the lack of civility in politics and talking about Thanksgiving and not arguing about politics. Cut 21, please.
Some of us who have less hair and are old enough can remember when you could go to Thanksgiving, watch a Steelers game with your relatives, and not complain about politics the whole time. Not be on each other's necks. Because you shared a commitment to democracy, a commitment to personal freedom, a commitment to public education, a commitment to infrastructure. We don't call each other names. We don't do it. And we don't use the least fortunate amongst us as punchlines for our jokes because they're our neighbors. They're our neighbors. And so you're getting an opportunity to see the best side of America. And for the young people here, they maybe haven't seen a campaign like this because of COVID, because of the things that's happening. This is a chance to bring out that joy, turn the page, and look to the future.
So there you go, and there you have it. The governor talking and bemoaning the lack of civility in American politics. So here's the thing. There was a time in America where you could get together for Thanksgiving dinner and you didn't have to worry about having these screaming sessions over politics. But then along came Barack Hussein Obama. And you know what? When you look back at Obama's presidency, you realize that this man caused so much devastation of this country. But the greatest negative impact he had was on the American family. Because what happened, a lot of well-meaning conservative moms and dads, you send your kids off to college and they come back and they don't know what their pronouns are. They're far left, you know, Antifa people. They're out there and they're tattooed all over the place. And that's because of Barack Obama. The Obama administration literally encouraged young people to come back home from college and try and convert their family members to the leftist way of thinking. I mean, it really is this cult-like impact that Obama had on kids. I mean, they actually put out a handbook on how kids could go after their crazy uncles, their grandpa, their grandma, any conservatives that were sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table. It was very well covered back in 2015. So you're just sitting around having a conversation and you're asking somebody to pass the giblet gravy. And the next thing you know, you're being asked your opinion on post-birth abortions. Nobody wants to talk about that around the dinner table, for crying out loud. So anyway, this was very ironic that Governor Waltz would bring up this particular topic, but even more so because Governor Waltz, during the China virus pandemic, literally banned people from getting together for Thanksgiving dinner. As a matter of fact, the governor set up a snitch line and he told people, hey, look, if you see a lot of cars in your neighbor's driveway, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call this number. We will send the police over and we will take care of this. This is happening in Minnesota. This guy is very close to becoming the next vice president of these great United States. Unbelievable. As I pointed out in my morning commentary, Governor Waltz is the kind of a guy, you show up, you get invited over to the house for Thanksgiving dinner, and they're serving one of those tofu turkeys. You know what I'm talking about? And then everybody else, you're praying God, thanking God for all the blessings of life. This guy, you're offering a prayer of lamentation and repentance for taking over America. And again, that is the opening statement in the Democrat Party platform today. They're apologizing for America's very existence. These people hate our country. They hate everything about us. Going back to something Governor Scott Walker said, is that there is a reason that they don't want the children of America to understand the history of America. There's a reason why they don't want these kids growing up in America to understand their constitutional rights. There's a reason for that. And the reason why is it's very easy to control a stupid population. I mean, it really is that simple. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Speaking of Newsmax, later on today, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to take you live to Chicago. We've got a jam-packed show for you. Newsmax, by the way, now America's fastest growing cable news channel. Did you know that? You can watch Newsmax on cable, you can watch it streaming, or you can watch it free on the Newsmax app. And for a limited time, if you are an eligible investor, you can actually purchase preferred shares in Newsmax. You can go to NewsmaxInvest.com for more information. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, and it is. It's just incredible, the lineup. So again, NewsmaxInvest.com today if you'd like more information. We'll be right back. All right, President Trump is back in Pennsylvania. He's going to be speaking momentarily. He was in Wilkes-Barre over the weekend and just did a terrific job. It was a fine speech. So I want to share this with you. Robert Sterling is a very wealthy guy. He is a CFO, investor, and also served in the United States Marine Corps. And he posted something on social media that's gone viral over the weekend talking about Kamala Harris and her economic agenda. And he points out a couple of things, what it would look like if Kamala Harris actually followed through on her plan. Because he's, in a nutshell, her plan to fix prices would lead to communism, mass starvation, and the end of America. And he lays it all out. So he said, here's how this is going to happen. The government announces that grocery retailers are not allowed to raise prices. So grocery stores, which operate on a 1% to 2% net margin, can't survive if their suppliers raise prices. So the government announces that food producers like Kraft and Heinz, Tyson, Hormel are also not allowed to raise prices. You see, it's sort of a domino effect here. So not all grocery stores are created equal. Stores in lower income areas make less money than those in higher income areas, as the former disproportionately sell lower margin prepackaged foods instead of higher margin fresh products like meat. Because stores in lower income areas are not able to cover overhead, remember, even if their wholesale costs are fixed, their labor, utilities, insurance, and other operating expenses are not fixed, at least not yet. So what happens? Grocery store chains start to shut them down. Food deserts in rural areas and in low-income urban areas become worse. Meanwhile, margins for food producers are also quickly eroding. Their primary costs are not fixed, and their shrinking gross profits leave less cash flow available to cover overhead, maintain facilities, and reinvest in additional production capacity. Are you seeing how all of this is playing out? So what happens at that point? Well, food producers stop making products with lower margins. Grocery chains that can't start competing with each other to secure inventory, and since they cannot compete by offering stronger prices, they compete on things like payment terms. Small grocery store chains start to shut down entirely or get sold to larger chains like Kroger. In addition to not being able to cover fixed cost, a major reason for this is because they can no longer reliably secure delivery of products due to producers prioritizing sales to larger customers. Smaller food producers, which typically sell via distributors rather than directly to grocery store chains, start going out of business, and it goes on and on and on. As he says, the supply chain breaks down, lines start to form outside grocery stores every morning. Cities assign police officers to patrol store parking lots. Food producers draft contingency plans to assign armed escorts to delivery trucks. And by the way, we have seen this happen in countries all over the world. So this is not some sort of, this isn't some sort of a nuance. The federal government announces a program to issue block grants for states to purchase and operate shuttered grocery stores. The USDA also seizes closed down production facilities. The government announces that prices for all key food costs, corn, wheat, cattle, energy, are also now fixed to stop profiteers from gouging the now government-operated food industry. Shockingly, the government struggles to operate one of the most complex industries on the planet. The entire food chain supply starts to implode. Communism, mass starvation, and the end of America quickly ensue. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what Kamala Harris is proposing in the United States of America. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's a little sobering, but it's true. The good news is, we got a lot of fat Americans. And so looks like a lot of us are going to be losing weight at the foot of the government. But what are you going to do? All right, again, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, our good buddy Art Alley is going to be joining us. In the meantime, don't forget, head over to the website. Again, $5, that's what we're asking for you to contribute, $5 to help feed poor children. That's $5. Those of you contributing $100, we're going to give you a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And again, you can do all of that right now at toddstarnes.com. By the way, some good news here. We do need some good news after talking about mass starvation. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, they've been ministering in high schools and colleges and professional teams for more than 70 years now, and they've come under fire, I would say, over the past two decades for their beliefs. And the alphabet activists and the godless school districts, the Democrats declaring war. And they were actually kicked out of Jackson Reed High School in Washington, D.C., because they believe in marriage between one man and one woman. And Washington, D.C. school leaders said that was immoral and it violated the city's human rights policies. So the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty filed a federal lawsuit. And great news, the federal court agreed with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they have been reinstated in the school system. So we'll see whether or not the school district appeals that. But the good news is Fellowship of Christian Athletes back in Washington, D.C. schools. Well, I want to bring into the conversation our good friend Art Alley, founder of the Timothy Plan. And Art, good to have you with us. Not very good news right now for the economy. Big companies are laying off workers. We've got Paramount, General Motors. We understand that Rite Aid is shutting down every drugstore in the state of Michigan and Ohio. What do you make of all of this?
I make that we've got issues. You know, I don't know what to say. I'm just kind of sitting tight to see what's going to happen till after the election. But all these policies are building one on top of another on top of another, and the end result is what you're seeing today. It is beyond crazy, but it is what it is, and it's up to us to sort of stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. This is all policy driven, very bad policy driven, unless you're on the other side and you think it's great to make this a socialistic country. You know, they do not like free enterprise. They do not like private property. They do not like our freedom. They do not. They're going to like it a lot if they end up being successful and seeing what socialism and communism really is all about. That's what's at the bottom of this, as you well know. It's crazy. It makes no common sense to us. But nevertheless, we are pressing on at Timothy. You know, companies that are on that side that are funding this kind of stuff, we're seeing more and more and more people wake up and start coming out from among them and being separate. And that's the job we do for them. We will not own companies that are trying to destroy us. And, you know, cold corporate culture, if anything squeezes, you just dump people. People don't matter. They're just a number on a balance sheet or an income statement or a loss statement, as the case might be. And what, you know, people are people, man. They have value. They have families. They have responsibilities. They throw out these numbers like they don't mean anything. They're just numbers. But beneath the numbers are real people and real families, and it's a problem.
Well, it is, and the good news is with Timothy Plan, especially for people that are looking at investing, and this is, believe it or not, a good time to invest, but to invest in companies that share our values, and you guys do an incredible job of weeding out the companies that do not, and it makes the investor's job a little bit easier.
It really does. That's the heavy lifting we do. Is it a good time to invest? I'm not sure. I'm going to feel a whole lot better once the election's over and we see who's going to be leading this country. This is our last shot at bringing it back. I am convinced of that as I'm sitting here. But nevertheless, it's not a stock market. It's a market of stocks, and we own good companies, profitable companies, not head over heels in debt, innovative, because we've got top-tier managers actually managing the companies we own.
And folks, if you would like information on Timothy Plan and the incredible services they provide to us, and it really is an incredible ministry, TimothyPlan.com is the website. That's TimothyPlan.com. You know, Art, we heard Vice President Harris talking about her plans to implement price freezes. Previous comments where she said that, you know, she believes the government has a right to come in and take over businesses. I'm with you. If this woman gets into the White House, I think it's over for us.
I don't think we can ever possibly recover. If they can pull this one off, I don't think we can ever get it back. So it is incumbent on every listener, get out and vote. Get to the polls and be poll watchers. Make sure they don't cheat too much and make sure we have an honest election. If this country, you know, the problem is 65% of young people, latest statistic I saw, believe socialism is a preferable way to live other than capitalism, free enterprise. And if they get out and vote, they're going to vote wrong, and then they're going to blame us for not doing something to bring it back. But at any rate, for any listener, that you wouldn't know if you own some companies trying to destroy us. We do. Call us. We'll be glad to do an evaluation for you and let you
all
know.
All right. Art, we've got to leave it there, my friend. We're coming up on the top of the hour. But again, TimothyPlan.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's TimothyPlan.com. Art, God bless you. Good hearing from you, sir. We'll check in a couple of weeks with you. In the meantime, folks, head over to ToddStearns.com. Click on our Give Life banner. We're asking $5 today. $100 gets you a signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Be good, America.